Twitter has announced it'll ban all political advertising from next month. It comes in response to concerns the social media platform is being used to spread false information. And perhaps predictably, the company's chief executive made the announcement in a series of tweets, saying the right to spread a political message should be earned, not bought. Here's David Sparks.
Twitter boss Jack Dorsey didn't spread his announcement via email, nor did he send it by fax. He did what he knows best, releasing the news in a thread containing a dozen tweets.
"We've made the decision to stop all political advertising on Twitter globally."
He explains political messages can still be posted on Twitter. It's just paid advertising that's been banned.
"A political message earns reach when people decide to follow an account or retweet. Paying for reach removes that decision, forcing highly optimised and targeted political messages on people."
It's not expected to dent the company's bottom line, with analysts predicting it won't make much difference to Twitter's overall revenue. In the United States, Democrats have applauded the move, but the man who's running President Donald Trump's re-election campaign, Brad Parscale, says the new rule is an attempt to silence conservatives and a very dumb decision. The Republican response comes as no surprise to technology commentators such as Kara Swisher, the executive editor of Recode, who spoke to the BBC.
"They've been moving a lot more towards self-regulation of themselves. And in Twitter's case, politicians can still lie on the platform. Hello, Donald Trump. He does it all the time because they're newsworthy and they don't take those things down or violate their terms. So individuals can continue to tweet, and that's still very powerful and the most important thing on that platform. This is just sort of attacking, making money off of this."
So what does this mean for political parties trying to spread their message? Andrea Carson from La Trobe University in Melbourne says they'll have to adjust their approach.
"If we look at the last federal election in May, the political parties, the major parties in particular, were very active on social media, both with paid ads and also with free messaging, putting out tweets and also Facebook posts about what candidates are doing. And that really steps up during a campaign. It's very hard to be able to put a dollar value on how much they spend on the digital space, but I would estimate that it's probably getting up around at least the 50% mark of what's being spent offline."
Twitter and its main rival Facebook have been under growing pressure to stop carrying ads that spread false information that could influence elections. Now analysts are watching Facebook to see if it follows suit.
Facebook has already banned foreign ads coming into Australia at the last election, and it has a repository where it keeps a record of all the political advertising. And I think that's probably a better way to do things, because at least it's more transparent. And in this way, Facebook's not trying to be the arbiter of what is political and what's not political. It's just putting it all up there for journalists and interested parties to be able to see what these ads are and to scrutinise them accordingly.
Then there is the question of whether Twitter's ban is legal. Professor Graham Orr is an expert on electoral law at the University of Queensland.
"It's not unlawful. We don't have a Bill of Rights in Australia. We do have a freedom of political communication, the High Court says, but that only applies to governmental actions, if you like, top-down laws. It doesn't drill down to include, for instance, people using their private law power to restrain speech."
Could they run into challenges, legal challenges, from groups that are in a bit of a grey area and are saying, well, no, you're preventing us from putting our message up, when it's not, in fact, a political message?
Where this is a legal question is how Twitter defines political speech in its contractual language, which it imposes on people. So there is a big question about the boundaries, the fuzzy boundaries of what is social or religious or general sort of moral conversations versus what is political.
The ban takes effect on November 22nd.
David Sparks reporting there.